Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But let's get out to the phones. Joining us now, as he does every Tuesday, from USA Today, the Ravens Wire. So on the Window Nation guest hotline, Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. How are you feeling?
I'm doing all right. You know, it feels like this Ravens team just really wants to see how bad the vibes can get. You know, every week it seems like we're talking about a new low, and we're certainly there again after that game against Houston.
Now, I'm going to go back to something we talked about with the Orioles. As their losses started to mount, they started to plummet in the standings. Injuries. As we're looking at the Ravens sitting here at 1-4, how much of an excuse / reason are you, Kevin Allstriker, going to put on the injuries right now?
Yeah, I mean, injuries to me provide context. You know, in terms of an excuse, I personally don't use injuries as one, because every team deals with them. And we saw, just from a football perspective, the 49ers, they beat the Rams, and you know, they had, you know, you and I going out there at wide receiver and playing for them there. So I think, you know, for me, it certainly impacts the game. It lowers your floor. It lowers your ceiling. I mean, you can't ignore them. But, you know, every team has to go through that. So in my opinion, you know, it adds context. And like, yes, there's no Lamar Jackson in this game in particular, no Kyle Hamilton. They're down 6 Pro Bowlers just on your game day inactives list, not to mention Nnamdi Madueke and others. So, I mean, I think in my opinion, you have to look at them, because it impacts the game. I mean, the way that this roster is on paper compared to what it looks like now is completely different. They're two separate teams. But the problem for me is that, especially defensively, even when guys were healthy and out there, the defense still was not playing well. And I think that's where I'm looking to say, well, you know, even with guys like Marlon and Roquan and even Nnamdi out there, it wasn't a great defensive unit. In fact, it was a poor defensive unit with those guys out there. So, again, you're not going to necessarily look at the roster as it is right now and say, oh, look, they're losing with all their guys. Clearly, they don't have a lot of them, or they didn't in that game. But, you know, across the league, we're seeing a lot of injuries and teams stepping up to the plate and making things happen. But, you know, the Ravens right now, they're not taking that challenge, it feels like.
Kevin, my thing is, why they cater to Zach Orr? I mean, they don't have, it's pro football. You don't have to. I mean, when he was first 5 games last year, he sucked, you know, and then they had to bring in Dean Pease, and now he's kind of on his own this year, and they're worse. They're by far worse than they were. And I don't get why we got to cater to Zach Orr.
Yeah, the thing with Zach Orr, and you mentioned it, where last year he had to kind of, it took a while for that defense to get going, and you bring in Dean Pease, you mentioned, and then this year the way it is. You know, the Ravens, Zach Orr, to me, he has potential as a defensive coordinator. The problem is the Ravens don't have time to wait for him to realize that potential. You know, it's something where we know how the situation went a couple of years ago, where the Ravens were losing coaches like crazy. You know, Mike McDonald goes to Seattle to be a head coach. They lose Denard Wilson to Tennessee. Anthony Weaver goes to Miami. And the Ravens are like, oh, well, you know, we got to pick someone. And, you know, Zach Gore ended up being the choice. But this isn't a team where it's like they're rebuilding or they're a young up-and-coming team and everybody's realizing their potential. You know, this is a team that, you know, coming into the season, they're all right, we're competing for a Super Bowl. And they're playing anything but right now. And that's kind of the thing with the Ravens defense right now is that the whole thing is like, especially the last 2 weeks, the Chiefs were struggling immensely on the offensive side of the ball. And then, you know, the Ravens give up 37 points. The Texans were towards the middle to even the bottom of the league in a lot of offensive categories. And, you know, they looked like the best offense in NFL history against that Ravens defense. So if you're struggling offense, you just got to come to Baltimore and that Ravens defense will get you right, you know. And the Ravens, they rest their laurels on bend don't break, where, you know, they don't like to get beat deep. They're not going to have those 50, 60-yard touchdowns put over top of them. So when you're talking about the Ravens defense, they take the short and intermediate stuff, and then when they get down to, like, the red zone or the 25 or 30-yard line of the Ravens, it becomes, oh, wow, well, we're going to force it into a kick. But they're not forcing any. Their teams are scoring touchdowns, field goals, two punts for the Ravens in the last two games combined. It's just, it's not good right now.
Yeah, and the thing about it is when you watch it, to me, they're not physical. They're not relentless anymore. They're playing with no confidence, and they can't tackle.
Yeah, and one of the plays, the one where CJ Stroud's only carry of the game when he just took that ball up the sideline for 30 yards, and there was like no one, it just felt like no one wanted to tackle him on that play. It's all around bad. And, you know, the play on the field, the execution, and it's kind of interesting right now because, look, you're putting together a lot of rookies on that field. It's the Ravens outside of guys that have clear, defined roles week one. They just don't like to play rookies. I mean, it's very different to see a lot of rookies out there right now, but they really don't have another option. And they're also dealing with a young defensive coordinator who is trying to navigate that for the first time, and nothing is going right there where, you know, every single possession, you know, they're playing super soft coverage, like I said, or they're not generating pressure, or they're giving up chunk runs. Like, every single drive, it's something different. And, like, the game on Sunday was 44-10, and it really didn't even feel that close. Like, it felt like the Ravens showed up and, you know, just waved the white flag pretty immediately. So all that execution and play calling and whatnot, it's not great, but the vibes right now, you know, the way that every time, like, oh, let's just talk about the TV. You look on the TV, every camera angle, every cut seems like it's to a dejected Raven, an injured Raven, or a dejected coach. I mean, it's just, you need to fix that up first because you got to have buy-in. You got to have people who, you know, are putting in the effort, whether that be players, coaches, et cetera. And right now it's kind of, I mean, it's not out of the question to question how much guys are buying in right now because it doesn't look like it.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, last thing for you. If there's another 44-10, 37-20 disaster this Sunday, what happens in any coaches, personnel, any dramatic changes happening after the bye going into the Bears game?
Yeah, I feel like the bye might be what the Ravens are waiting for here. This might be the last dance for Zach Gore. You know, if he has a bad game like you talked about, I would probably say that he would be gone and they'd probably replace him one for one with Chuck Pagano. I don't anticipate the Ravens doing anything with John Harbaugh this season during the year. I mean, off season, I think, is a different conversation depending on how the season goes, but you know, they could just be waiting for the bye week because I think it's a little easier to do that than get the new guy in place. And for Pagano, he's been there before, but I think that might be what the Ravens are waiting on right there.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today. It's the Ravens Wire. Always appreciate your time on a Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we catch up next time.
Thanks, Kev.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks so much.
There's Kevin Ostreicher. We'll come back. It's the Whip Around. Talk more about that Monday night game that you heard on the Fan between Jacksonville and Kansas City. Then it's Notes from the North. Mike DePaba talks Steelers from the Athletic. Daniel Oyefuse, Baltimore kid. He covers the Browns for the ESPN.com fund. And then Joe Danman, Fox 19. Hey, the Bengals were 2-0. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Seemed like, oh, so many years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Years ago.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport,
every game,
everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around here. Let's turn it up Tuesday. We crank it up to 12. Pick a song, we'll play it loud. Doesn't have to be heavy metal or hard rock. You send it, Nolan's waiting for you. Send your request, Plasport Text line at 410-583-1057. Last night is heard here on 105.7 The Fan. Jacksonville taking on Kansas City. Last we saw Kansas City, they're blowing the Ravens out. Patrick Mahomes, 4 touchdowns to 4 different receivers. It was a mismatch. Chiefs are back, air quotes, after a tough 1-2 start. Then they take on the Jags, and in the end, it was a guy who was a number one overall pick who's been kind of maligned a lot during his NFL career, but literally got off the turf to win the game.
One under center is Lawrence. The snap. Oh, he fell down as he pulled away. Hits the deck. Gets back up. Breaks a tackle. 5. Running in. Touchdown. Touchdown. Jacksonville touchdown.
Kevin Harlan on Westwood One is heard here on 105.7 The Fan. Trevor Lawrence, his second rushing touchdown of the game. He was stepped on by the right guard, fell down, got up, and just kind of navigated himself into the end zone. He also threw a touchdown, did throw a pick and fumbled at the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
But Patrick Mahomes threw a pick six in the red zone. Devin Lloyd ran that thing back 99 yards for a TD for Jacksonville. Now 4-1 on the season.
And that turned the game. Because KC was going in, you know, to take the lead. Devin Lloyd made a good play because he was faking like he was blitzing, then dropped back in there. Bob, on the touchdown run by Lawrence, did you see Chris Jones?
Well, his want to borrow a Buck Showalter phrase, might not have been.
No. They were playing with 10.
Yeah, so that was unfortunate for them. But Jacksonville, look, their only loss was at Cincinnati, the game in which Joe Burrow got hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're stacking
they got talent.
Some things.
They got some talent.
I mean, you look at Houston's now won two in a row. They're 2-3. The Colts are 4-1. You mentioned them in your Dirty Dozen. Tennessee just won their first game as Arizona just said, hey, you want to win? Here, we don't want this. You just take this win. We don't want to win at home with a big lead in the fourth quarter. Go ahead and take it. But still not sold on Lawrence. Sold on Etienne.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're more and more trying to get Travis Hunter, Liam Cohen is involved to that offense. But what about the Chiefs? They had a chance to tie for first yesterday and didn't.
Chiefs may be I think that's Denver's division. San Diego's all beat up. You know, the Chargers, they're all beat
up. Both running backs.
Both tackles, running backs, yeah. So they're beat up. So that's tough for them. So yeah, Vegas is worse than we thought. So yeah, that division, you know, I mean, Kansas City's got a chance, but they can't beat. They beat the Ravens.
If we're sitting here today, where we are, October 7th, and you had to pick a favorite, I'm leaning Denver.
Oh yeah, and then Kansas City got Detroit at home this week,
and their favorite Chiefs are
really
2.5.
Wow.
Show me in the show me state, I guess. College football, we'll talk more about this coming up around 12:45 after we get into the baseball fun of this Turn It Up Tuesday. Maryland's taking on Nebraska, but Kamari Bing, St. Francis, committed to Maryland on August the 6th. He decommitted yesterday. He visited Ohio State Saturday. So let's connect dots Colombo style. Maryland's at home taking on Washington. In front of 51,000, first sellout in 4 years.
Yeah.
And he's in Columbus, Ohio.
And they were playing.
They won by a bazillion.
Minnesota.
Yeah. 42-3.
Yeah.
They rode the boat right out of Dodge.
Yeah.
He didn't commit to Ohio State. He's a 3-star at the time of his commitment. And now we use commitments with air quotes. He's rising. And Alabama's now sniffing around. So. This whole call, I want to be home. I'm his quote from him reading off terrifictimes.com. I want to stay home, help build up Maryland into a national championship contender. I grew up watching Maryland. Guys like Stephon Diggs now have a chance to play, chance for me to get things rolling and get the prospects thinking about Maryland. There you go. Yeah. Recruiting.
Yeah.
And how much has it changed? I mean, you haven't done it in a while, of course, but holy mackerel. It's like the Wild Wild West out there.
Bob,
Where's Billy the Kid when you need him?
Bob, I was all about relationships with the kids and the family and making it where they couldn't tell me no. Now it's all about the money. Yeah. It's so different.
It's the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Believe it or not, NHL regular season starts tonight. The Blackhawks, who aren't great, they're at the Panthers, who start a quest for 3 straight Stanley Cups coming up this evening. Caps open their season tomorrow against the Bruins. And Vinny's new favorite team, and rightfully so, the Carolina Hurricanes, will be hosting the New Jersey Devils on Thursday.
Yeah, so ESPN's got 3 games tonight. Like you said, the Panthers are getting their rings or whatever. They're getting whatever it is tonight. The ceremony is at the start of the game tonight. The banner and all that. And like you said, Chicago's had more number one picks lately than anybody, and they're still horrible. And then Pittsburgh is playing the Rangers at 8. Ed had his Rangers shirt on. But the new head coach, of the Rangers was Pittsburgh's coach last year for a number of years. So that'll be interesting there.
Yeah, the early expectations for the Penguins are not optimistic.
Oh, no, no, no. They may be having the first. They may be getting the kid from Penn State.
Now, this day in sports history, a couple of tidbits. One, Orioles, 1983 at Old Comiskey Park. Eddie Murray hit a three-run jack in the first inning off of Richard Dotson. John Lowenstein had a big two-run double. Orioles blow out the White Sox 11-1. Mike Flanagan got the win. It was the Bean Brawl game where Mike Flanagan hit Ron Kittle in his toe when the Orioles were already up by like a bazillion. Ron Kittle had to be restrained by everybody. All I because, you know, Tony La Russa was the manager of the White Sox at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes out. Then the next inning, Dotson plunks Cal. And Cal gets to first base and said, that's all you got? You know what I mean? And then he threw inside to Eddie. And I'd never forget Elrod Hendricks, rest in peace. If he would have got his hands on Tony La Russa, we'd be talking about Tony La Russa in the past tense right now. Orioles would win tomorrow, and we'll get into that. And then this day in our Ravens history, 2012, the last Super Bowl year. What a barn burner. 9-6 Ravens. Oh. Justin Tucker kicked 3 field goals. Ray Rice rushed for a buck 0-2. Kerry Williams and Lardarius Webb.
Oh, Bob, speaking of
picks in
Justin
that one.
Tucker, I saw a video of him. He's training down at University of Texas.
Yeah, and they're making videos. And Ian Rappaport's taking a lot of heat. But anyway, Ravens approved a 4-1 on the year. And I told you both, and everybody listening with Tucker, once his suspension's over, he's kicking a football.
Yeah, I think you're
right. For an NFL team. We'll come back, talk about the AFC North notes from it. We're going to Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Cincinnati. We're going to hear from Nolan. We'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Got news from the Nets coming up at noon. We're going to hear more from John Harbaugh. We'll count some Tuesday money, hopefully, buy or sell. Then Gabe Lax, USA Today, talk about these baseball playoffs. Everyone get your Shane Bieber jerseys ready, baby. Let's get that sweep of the Yankees.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
Week 6 NFL season coming up. Starts on Thursday. Ravens, unfortunately, not doing all that great. Bottom of the standings in the AFC North. Sitting at 1-4, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Let's bounce around the division as we look at the other teams competing for division championship and obviously getting into the playoffs, where anything can happen. It's Notes from the North. All of our guests are brought to you, ladies and gentlemen, by the Window Nation Guest Hotline. We'll start it in Pittsburgh today. He's with The Athletic. He is Mike DeFabo. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us. And look, Steelers have the bye. They went overseas in Dublin, so they're 3-1. So by sitting back and watching everything else happen, had to be a great week for Steeler fans because the Ravens, Bengals, and Browns all had to put to them.
Yeah, it couldn't have gone any better for the Steelers. They went out there to Dublin, and at the time they were tied atop the division with the Cincinnati Bengals. Since the Steelers won that game on September 28th, that's the last time a team from the AFC North has won. So, yeah, absolutely could not have worked out any better. And now the key is going to be capitalizing on this early lead. You look at them at 3-1, and there's certainly a path to 5-1 right now. Mm-hmm. If they can just take care of business against the Cleveland Browns this week and then the short week against the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday Night Football.
Hey, Mike, what do you think? Like, I would probably guess similar game plan as the Vikings because – both outstanding defenses that they have to play. What I mean by that is Aaron Rodgers getting rid of that ball extremely quickly.
Yeah, you know, I think that this is actually going to be a tough matchup for the Steelers, like a sneaky tough matchup, because right now the offense for the Steelers is get the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands very quickly. Right now he's getting it out of hands at about 2.5 seconds on average, which is the fastest in the NFL. They also have the fewest air yards per attempt, but because they have Yak Monster and DK Metcalf, that has been a sustainable formula right now. And I feel like this is going to be a tough matchup for the Steelers because the Browns come into this. They're stopping the run better than anybody else. They're near the top of the league in terms of yards per rush allowed. So they could turn this into a one-dimensional game for the Steelers. And then they're also near the top of the league in terms of man coverage. And I feel like if you're going to frustrate an offense that wants to rely on short, quick passes, sending pressure and playing a lot of man coverage, press man at the line of scrimmage to disrupt that timing is the way to do so. So stylistically, these Cleveland Browns, their defense, might be exactly what would be the toughest matchup for the Steelers offense, given the way it's structured.
Hey, Mike, what were they looking to improve upon during the bye week, and then how's the health going into the Cleveland game?
Well, you saw the Steelers take a big step forward in terms of their running game against the Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. And that's really the key for the Steelers to make this sustainable. Because if they put too much on Aaron Rodgers' right shoulder at 41 years old, I just feel like that's not going to be sustainable over the long run. And Rodgers has talked about, like, there were a lot of questions about why aren't you throwing the ball downfield more? Why aren't they getting DK Metcalf more involved? And his answer was because opponents are guarding the Steelers from a too high shell. And the only way that they're going to get opponents out of that too high shell is if they're able to run the ball effectively. So they took a little step forward, doing so by adding a sixth offensive lineman a lot in that game against the Vikings. Also by using Kenneth Gainwell, who, you know, coming into this year, we weren't sure where he fit into the backfield by committee. And so maybe some of those same things going forward. I think you'll see them use a sixth lineman to try to run the ball more effectively and also to help them deal with Myles Garrett this week.
Mike DeFabo, The Athletic, covers the Steelers. Mike, last thing for you. All things considered, if Pittsburgh stays relatively healthy, how disappointing would it be if they don't win the division right now?
Yeah, I think it's disappointing because really in Pittsburgh, everyone's talking about the playoffs. It's been 8 years since Mike Tomlin has won a playoff game, and fans here are absolutely dying for a playoff win. And I feel like their best way to do so is by winning the division and hosting a playoff game. And so right now the path is there for them, and now it's just a matter of taking advantage of it. But I really, you know, people in Baltimore don't feel like this is wrapped up in any way. The Steelers still have to play the Baltimore Ravens twice. Steelers also have to play the Bills. They have to play the Lions still. They have to play the Green Bay Packers. They have to play the Colts, who out of nowhere look like a frisky team. So they really, even though they've made some hay early in the season and built this early lead, there's still so much more football to play that it would be really premature to think that the division is wrapped up, even though the Steelers have such a substantial lead over the Ravens.
He's Mike DeFabo from The Athletic. Mike, appreciate the time as always. We talked about the Steelers taking on the Cleveland Browns coming up this weekend. Speaking of the Browns, he's with ESPN.com. He's Baltimore's own. He's Daniel Oyefusi. Daniel, first of all, great to talk to you, but you saw Dylan Gabriel, the kid Judkins, the running back, had the big run called back by a penalty, and it was a loss and a frustrating one at that, but are we starting to see glimpses of what the Browns are going to be second half of this season and maybe big picture wise moving forward with some of this young talent? Great draft they had so far.
Yeah, I mean, they've been getting huge contributions from the rookie class. Really, everyone not named Shador Sanders has been stepping into big roles and contributing. And yeah, I mean, it does, bring a lot of optimism and hope for the future. But at the same time, like, the Browns have dropped some very winnable games. So while they are happy to have some young guys that are really laying the foundation for the future, you know, after some time, you got to be able to turn those results into victories on the board.
Well, with Judkins running the ball so well, that, I mean, that to Stefanski, that's probably, he loves that because, you know, he wants to play action pass and do all those things, which would help Gabriel.
Yeah, you would think so. And he and Judkins really has been coming on since he made his debut in week two, which is crazy because he missed all of training camp with his legal situation, but he stepped right into that role. The run game is really coming along, but they have to figure things out in the pass game. You know, they really called up a conservative game plan, understandably, for Dylan Gabriel, his first start overseas against a Brian Flores-led defense. But they just have not been generating enough explosive plays. I think that there's a lot of blame to go all around. Obviously, you want a quarterback that's going to take chances and push the ball downfield, but they really haven't had a really stable offensive tackle situation. Jerry Jeudy has struggled to start this season. So they really have to figure a way to let that passing game come along with the running game that's really emerged.
Hey, Daniel, do you see that the defense ever would just kind of get frustrated with the offense, you know, because they play so hard, the defense, you know, and can they maintain that when they've got to play all the time when the offensive struggles?
Yeah, I mean, we've asked defensive players that this first month of the season. They said, hey, regardless of what the offense does, you got to go out there and compete. But I think to a man, they would say it's kind of tough when you have an offense that hasn't eclipsed 17 points in 10 straight games dating back to last season. Like, it's tough to play stout defense for so long. And we saw what happened last game on Sunday when, you know, the offense stalled in the fourth quarter, only got one first down in their first four possessions in the final quarter. And then finally they gave the ball back to Carson Wentz one more time, and he was able to lead them down. So it is a tough ask to count on a defense to be so elite so many times. At some point, the offense has to have a really good day and kind of take some pressure off that unit.
Daniel, what do you think about the matchup this weekend with the Browns and the Steelers?
Well, I think that, these are very similar teams, honestly, like two teams who have pretty strong defenses, especially in the trenches. I think that both of them are kind of licking their chops when they look at their star pass rushers going up against the opposing team's offensive tackle situations. And if from the Browns lens, like, you're really looking at Gabriel to, you know, not turn the ball over again, to take care of the ball, play smart ball on offense. Because if you're on defense, you feel pretty confident about that matchup. Playing man defense against Aaron Rodgers and those pass catchers. But it just comes down to, like, hey, how poised can that rookie be? Can he avoid the big mistake? And can the Browns defense force Aaron Rodgers into that big mistake? I think it's going to be a close, low-scoring game.
He is Daniel Oyefusi, Baltimore's own, covers the Browns for ESPN.com. Daniel, always appreciate the time. Good luck to the Browns against the Steelers. Now let's go to Cincinnati. And for Fox 19, he's Joe Dannemann. And Joe, I mean, we're sitting here in Baltimore, cannot really talk a lot of trash with the Ravens sitting at 1-4, getting blown out back-to-back weeks. But that 2-0 start for the Bengals seems like oh so many years ago, doesn't it?
It does, and it's hard times right now in Cincinnati. Questions about who's going to play quarterback, question about the head coach's future,
with still 12 games left on the schedule, people in Cincinnati are wondering how bad this season might get.
Yeah, where's the hope, Joe?
The hope is that Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins can elevate this team to a few moments this year where they can feel good about some games. Outside of that, the hope from the fan base is that the organization looks outside the current organization to find someone who can play quarterback at a higher level than Jake Browning. The problem has been is that Jake Browning started seven games in 2023, and he won four of those seven games. Then he came in when Joe got hurt in week two against Jacksonville and helped the Bengals win that game. So there's a baseline of success with Jake Browning as the Bengals starting quarterback and offensive weapons around him that can help elevate him to a functional quarterback. The question is, why has he not been functional the last 3 weeks? He's looked like the worst quarterback in the NFL the last 3 weeks. So people are wondering, which Jake Browning is it? The one that helped them win games in 2023 and stay in a playoff race without Joe Burrow? Or is it the guy that's simply not good enough to keep running out there week after week? The other options in the building are not good. So people here in Cincinnati have been asking about Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson now for multiple weeks. The question is, would the Bengals give up an asset in a season that already feels lost to go out and get a quarterback to play a handful of games?
Now, Joe, they have to go to Green Bay, play Green Bay after a bye week. What are the what's the talk in Cincinnati about that game?
That it has to look better because it's looked really bad for 3 weeks. And I said that before the Lions game, that it had to look better. And 37-24 does look better than it looked against Minnesota when they lost by 38 points. It looks better than Monday Night Football when they only scored 3 points in Denver. But it just didn't feel better because Jake Browning keeps throwing interceptions. Here's a crazy stat. Jake Browning's played 3.5 games this year, has 8 interceptions. Joe Burrow played 17 games last year and threw 9. So there's a level of quarterback play Cincinnati's used to that they're not getting out of Jake Browning. And so, therefore, playing Green Bay, where they're a 14.5-point underdog, and they follow that up with a short week and a Thursday night against Pittsburgh, they're staring at 2-5 before the schedule starts to ease up a little bit. But until then, Cincinnati fans are wondering what they're going to do with quarterback and wondering about the future of Zach Taylor.
Joe down at Fox 19. Joe, last thing for you. One word answer. Who wins the AFC North based on everything you've seen so far?
Pittsburgh.
There you go. Joe Dadman, appreciate the time as always. I mean, it's kind of the smart play right now.
Yep.
3-1, everybody else.
It's the obvious one.
A little bit banged up. We'll come back, talk to Nolan McGraw. We got news from the Nest coming up at noon. We'll count some dough, hopefully. And talk about the sports subjects of this day with buy or sell. Gabe Lacks, we'll talk some baseball playoffs with him. And there's a lot of managerial openings. What's the buzz and the he's hearing it from the Orioles and the Braves and everybody else that needs a new skipper? 3 sweeps possible? And the DS's, Yankees up against it. They're back home, however, Rodon against Bieber coming up tonight. Detroit and Seattle's the only competitive series, at least in regards to games played, as it's tied at 1. Former Oriole, Jack Flaherty on the hill for the Tigers. Logan Gilbert for Seattle. Dodgers and Milwaukee both win yesterday. Dodgers win 2 in Philly, so you kind of like their chances, but that's why they play the games. Let's bring in Nolan McGraw. Nolan, how are you feeling over there? I haven't really talked much with you today.
Yeah, feeling all right today. Unfortunately, some sad news in Baltimore today. I was reading about this a little bit earlier, but it looks like it's unfortunately been confirmed. Ravens superfan Wes Henson, better known to all of us as Captain Defense, has passed away. I'm not sure how old he was, but everyone here in Baltimore knows Captain Defense,
sure.
And I'm willing to bet a lot of people listening right now, if not everyone listening right now, has a picture with Captain Defense, because that's how personable he was. Always a fixture at the games, of course, but always available, always willing to chat with fans. Hey, can we take a pic? Absolutely. He's called the station a few times in the past. We've talked then. Just an incredibly kind, warm person. I can't think of a better representation of this fan base than Wes Henson.
And Ed Reed nominated him a few years ago for the Hall of Fame Fan of the Year. Oh. And where they went to his house and paid him the accolades for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And to Nolan's point, he was a physically imposing guy. I mean, big dude. He had Python. He had Ed Hockley arms. Capped the defense. But he was a great, great man and an advocate, of course, for Ravens football. And, you know, capped the defense. You know, you see it on social media and you don't want to run with it. You know what I mean? Because who knows? There are those sorts of people out there that want to spread false BS. But, yeah, like you said, it looks like it's unfortunately real news. So, captain defense. And, look, I saw the big wheel out at the Colts reunion 3 weeks ago, who calls the show, Len. And, of course, Wobbly Hagee, I was friends with him. But captain defense certainly falls into that category for super fan. And right. Real fan Dan is now a big guy down there at M&T as well.
A lot of legendary super fans, of course, here in Baltimore, across the sports landscape. And I think sometimes when you see these guys and they're on TV, they're on social media, it's easy to just assume, oh, you know, look at this goofball or right. Look at this guy who's just in it for the attention. Wes Henson, the exact opposite. I mean, this guy was visiting children's hospitals, trying to lift spirits, raise money, do all that stuff. The definition of selfless.
Yep. So rest in peace, Captain Defense, Wes Henson, and to his friends and family, thoughts and prayers, and, you know, getting through this really, really tough time. So, you know, hard to segue into the toy store after news like that. But, you know, we got news from the Nest coming up. Things will be way more positive there, I'm assuming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.